is knocking up your door.
See, there is somebody that can never get out of your knocking.
Anytime God expires, you to the Lord right now. And as he prays, the fashion of his countenance was changed.
We are changed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The title of today's sermon is 11:6. Tell your neighbor 11:6. I'm sure somebody's wondering, what kind of sermon title is this? You can see it, 11:6. Don't worry, you'll find out what it is very soon. Last week, we had a great conference at Port Harcourt, which we called the Word of Faith. I believe you were blessed, right? At least those of you who did not follow throughout, you followed on Sunday. You did not follow on Sunday. At least you have seen me, my brother, now. And the Lord impressed upon our spirit to extend the emphasis from that conference to the entire month of April. So we have called it the Faith Adventure. I expected a glory there. And I want to start with the assumption that you have never heard anything about faith. I'll pretend like you have never heard about faith before. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So what is faith? For a layman, faith is complete trust, confidence, or belief in something or someone without absolute proof. So what is faith? Faith for a layman is complete trust, confidence, belief, or confidence, belief in something or someone without needing absolute proof. Or, in other words, without understanding every single detail for it to make sense. You know, every one of us at some point, we have applied faith. When last did you enter a car? And before you enter the car, you say, wait, maybe you wanted to take a taxi. There's something they call along, right?
Yes, sir.
So they ask you, where are you going? You tell them, I'm going to Airport Junction. Then you say, wait, before I enter this car, open your boots. Open your bonnet. I want to check something. Say, what do you want to check? I want to be sure that the engine is okay before I enter. Then when you close the boot, say, excuse me, sir, wait, let me check your tire. I want to check if there is no hole on the tire. Have you done anything like that before? Or maybe you want to enter a plane. And then, just before you enter the plane, you say, wait! I know I have my ticket, but excuse me, sir, please come. Open the propulsive and two-way engines. I want to check it. I want to be sure that this plane can carry me to where it's going to. And then he shows you the engines and all of that. You say, please also explain to me how this will really, really work. I want to understand it completely before I enter this plane. Have you ever done something like that before? No. So you entered a plane. You didn't even go to check the pilot. Are you okay? Are you sure you can drive me? Or you can fly me? You entered a plane, surrendered complete trust to him. Sat down in that plane. You put your whole life on someone you are not sure if he's well or mad. But because you have seen that plane carry people one or two times and you are sure it can carry you. I'm tempted to say, how much more God? But let's go on.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Say after me, I'm blessed.
Amen.
So faith is complete trust, confidence, or belief in something or someone without needing absolute proof. However, this does not mean that faith has no proof or it has no evidence. Faith actually has evidence. Faith has substance. Faith has proof. It's just that the reason it's called faith is that the evidence or the substance cannot be seen as yet. So for instance, I want to ask you, have you ever seen electricity before? You may have seen electric wires. You may have seen electric bulbs. Your house may have been powered by electricity. You know some houses? God is a faithful God. Amen. they are really holding the power. The national grid for some houses is very greedy. Very, very greedy national grid for some people. Clock it. But you have not seen electricity before. You have never seen the power called electricity. Also, you have never seen gravity before. But you have seen the effect of electricity and you have seen the effect of gravity, right?
Yes, sir.
So even though you have not seen them, you have seen their effect. That means they exist. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So, faith has evidence. Faith has proof. Faith has substance. It's just that you cannot see it as yet. Open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 1. Hebrews 11 from verse 1 to verse 6. The Bible says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Glory. "For by it the elders obtained a good report." Say after me, "I will obtain a good report by faith." It doesn't matter the report you have heard thus far. You can engage the power of faith and obtain a good report. You can change the report that is currently happening in your life right now. Are you with me? "For by it the elders obtained a good report." Verse 3. It says, "Through faith." Everybody read verse 3 with me. 1, 2, 3, go. "Through faith we understand that the worlds are framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." Wow. This is interesting. He's telling you that the idea of faith makes us appreciate the fact that you can construct natural things out of supernatural things. People who are into building here, you know that when you want to build a house, you will buy materials, right?
Yes,
you will get sand, you will get blocks, you will get cement, what else? Rods, iron rods, iron, and the list is endless. But he's telling you that just the same way you need to get your physical cement, you get your physical tiles, your blocks, your rods, and all of that, your sand, to construct a natural or a physical house, he's telling you that in the same way, you can get spiritual materials and build a physical thing with them. This is supernatural. You can get supernatural materials. You can import foreign materials that will influence here. Read it again. Hebrews 11 verse 3. 1, 2, 3, go. "Framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." He's telling you that there is a realm where things that do not appear, even though you cannot see them, you can use them. Ah, you can use them to influence the natural things. He's telling you that through faith we understand that the worlds are framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hey. He's telling you, I'll talk about that later, that even the word of God is a building material.
Hallelujah.
It's a tangible material that can influence the physical. Verse 4. Verse 4. Everybody, 1, 2, 3, go. "By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain." Read on. "By which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts." Read on. "And by it, he being dead yet speaketh." Go on. "By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God." Please, see, pay attention. Are you with me? Verse 6, everybody, verse 6, 1, 2, 3, go. "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God..." I'm not hearing your voices. You know what? Start again. Hebrews 11, verse 6. Go on. 1, 2, 3, go. "It is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Glory!
Glory!
So what is faith? Faith is alignment with God even when it does not make sense to your natural mind. I'm taking it this simple because, like I said, I'm assuming you have never heard about faith before. So for the context of this teaching, now I've thought about faith so many times. If you've been in New Breed from inception, in all our Port Harcourt, Lagos, other churches, you will know that I've thought about faith a lot. But this particular teaching is designed as though you have never heard faith before. Praise the Lord. Faith is alignment with God, even when it does not make sense to your natural mind. Say after me, faith is alignment with God, even when it does not make sense to your natural mind. Also, faith is acting and living in agreement with God because you know you are dealing with God. Should I repeat the definitions again? I was too fast, right? You know, the Lord told me that we should get ready. Soon we start two services. And so I'm learning to be faster now. Faith is alignment with God even when it doesn't make sense to your natural mind. Also, faith is acting and living in agreement with God because you know you are dealing with God even when it doesn't make sense. Are you following me? Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. You must believe that you are dealing with God. You must believe that he is. And it's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you are walking on the road and a madman stops you and says, yes, hold on there, where will you go? He say, you know, Abby, you see him with, as he started like that. So give me your account. Now hope you're not saying it. I won't send you 1 million. Will you give me the account? Some people may try. But any sensible person who sees a madman like that, oh God, I won't send you 1 million now. You just, I beg shift. You ignore him and walk away, right? That's a sensible thing to do. But then, imagine you're with your boss and you went for a business meeting and they were talking with some clients and then they said, make a contribution, and you said something. And then the client looked at you and said, let's assume that client is Elon Musk. I looked at you and said, you're a sharp guy. I'll give you my email. My accountant will contact you. We'll send you some money. $1 million. No? You can do something with that. Automatically, you will begin to have expectation. Elon Musk is far. Let's Dangote. You begin to have expectation. All of a sudden, you are happy. You are excited. You respond to the mail because you know who you are dealing with, right? You know the person in front of you. In the same way, it says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Are you with me? You must believe that you are dealing with God. You must understand that. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
And then, he says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Impossible? That's very serious. So. Meaning, without faith, you cannot. It's impossible to please God. I feel this is one of the most overlooked texts in the Bible. So I call the sermon 11:6, coined from Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 6.
Yes,
glory. How many of you got the code? Okay. So how can the Bible say that without faith it is impossible to please God? Remember, we just said that faith is acting and living in agreement with God even when it doesn't make sense to your natural mind or your carnal mind. Are you with me? So, God is pleased when we choose his way, when we agree with him, when we choose his will, when we choose his opinion, even when it does not make sense to us. Are you getting it? Like I said, I'm teaching it as though you have never heard it before. So, God is pleased when a man decides, I will agree with God. I will choose the will of God, the way of God, the plan of God, the opinion of God, Even when it doesn't make sense to my natural senses. This is why the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. Because, are you following me? Yes, that should be 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. We walk by faith, not by sight. We are walking by the opinion of God beyond and above, over and above what my eyes can see. See, if your neighbor is sleeping, tell him, wake up now. If they are tired, tell them, be strong right now. Except they are bowing their heads to pray to collect the rhema. You see, one of the reasons why I teach like this is because I'm concerned. Anybody who knows me very well, if you allow me, I can sing, I can lead us to worship. We will worship, we will cry, we will roll on the ground, the power of God will take over this place. The Holy Ghost will fill people, people will shout, fall, diseases will be casted out, demons will be casted out, people will be healed. But I know, without revelation knowledge, there is a limit to which you can experience victory. I know. I know enough right now to know, the thing that can stop me, they have not formed it. It's not possible. Sometimes it's not possible for me to be stopped. There's what you can know. Oh, Jesus. So, God is pleased when we agree with Him, when we choose His will, when we choose His way, when we choose His opinion over our own opinion, even when it does not make sense to your natural mind. Are you with me? Yes, until a man diligently chooses God's way of thinking, God's will, God's approach over his own approach, he will never please God. That's why he said in Hebrews 11 verse 6, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, first of all, he says, for without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, a man must choose diligently that he will choose God's way of thinking, God's approach, God's opinion, over and above everything he thinks he knows. Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you with me? So, on this note, I want to put it to you that faith is not just believing God. Faith is behaving God. Don't sleep here. Wake up. Wake up. Tell your neighbor, faith is not just believing God. Faith is behaving God. Tell somebody else, faith is not just believing God. Faith is behaving God. I want to sink inside. So in your sleep, you are hearing it. Faith is not just believing God. Faith is believing God. And say it again. Faith is not just believing God. Faith is behaving God. Faith is not just believing God. Faith is behaving God. Until you start shouting it, you will not proceed. Faith is not just believing God. Faith is behaving God. Faith is not just believing God. Faith is behaving God. Glory. Say after me, I believe God. And I behave God. Say it again. I believe God. And I behave God. So, for you to understand what I'm trying to say in a more deeper way, I'm going to break it down into three spiritual concepts. So, I'll put it like this. We're going to look at how faith pleases God in salvation. That's number one. Number two is how faith pleases God in consecration. And number three, how faith pleases God in the miraculous. Are you with me? Yes, sir. So even if you didn't get all I said, you can write number one, salvation. Number two, consecration. Number three, miraculous. Amen.
Amen.
So, faith that pleases God in salvation. We are still going to go back to that Hebrews 11 and show you. Can I tell you something? One of the biggest needs of the church today is to have what the Bible calls a teaching priest.
Yes, sir.
To make you understand the Bible. If you understand the Bible. Hebrews 11 from verse 3 to 4.
Through faith, we understand that the world is framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now in verse 4, it says, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. So he's talking about salvation here, righteousness here, right? God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. You know what? To be sure that you are not sleeping. Everybody read it. 1, 2, 3, go. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and that it, he being dead yet speaketh. The question is, how can Abel offer unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain? Because if you remember the story where they both sacrificed, Cain brought off the farmland. He brought, quote unquote, yams, cassava, tubers of yams, and all of that. And Abel brought a lamb, or he killed a lamb. First of all, if you want to compare those two sacrifices, you will be unfair. Are you with me? If they both brought animals or lambs, we can check for which one is more excellent. If they both brought yams, we can check which one is more excellent or most excellent. But now, somebody is bringing tubers of yam, somebody is bringing a lamb. That's unfair to compare them. But then he said, Abel that brought the lamb brought a more excellent sacrifice. And the Bible says he did it by faith. So, you know, there are things you read in the Bible and you're like, I don't understand, Abel, pass me, I have to go. Somebody will jump and pass. Those days when we got born again. So you read the Bible, anything you don't understand, jump it. And just keep on reading. That was a very good advice. He helped us. So let me explain it to you. Remember we said faith is agreeing with God, right? Yes, sir. Even when it doesn't make sense. So now, in God's mind, sacrifice that will make a man righteous is by the shedding of the blood of his son, who is the spotless lamb. Yes, sir. Are you following me? Yes, sir. The only sacrifice that can make a man righteous before God is the sacrifice of his son, who is the actual lamb of God. And now, for the very first time God calls for a sacrifice, somebody now brought a lamb like the way God would sacrifice his own lamb. That was what made Abel's sacrifice better than Cain's own. Because, see, it makes sense. Somebody worked hard, brought from his farmland to sacrifice, but God is saying that's not what agrees with what I wrote here. Are you with me? It may make natural sense that your own works could have made you saved, but no. God's own sense is that it is the work of my son by the shedding of his blood that will make a man saved. Yes, sir. Until you agree with that, you cannot be saved. Yes, are you getting me? Yes, so if you like, think it's by covering your head with scarf that will make you saved. No, sir, that's your tuba of yam. You want to be saved? Go and believe in the lamb that was slain for you. Are you with me? Yes. Open your heart and surrender to what Christ has done for you. Not your own tuba of yam. Not your own hard work. Are you with me? So that is the way. That was how Abel. We don't even know how Abel got that information. But somehow, he stumbled on it and chose to agree with it. God said, by faith. That's faith. Because now, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So when a man agrees with God on this light of salvation, that's how we'll be saved. When a man says, Lord, I trust in your blood. I trust in the shed blood of Jesus for me. I don't trust my own works. Please save me. Now you have come. But then if a person says, the way to be saved, if you can do good. If you do good, kingdom, oh, kingdom, oh, kingdom waiting for you. If you do bad, no more kingdom. No more kingdom. No more kingdom waiting for you. If you like, do good and you don't believe in the slain lamb, you are going to hell. Yes, sir. The only good that God will accept is the good that he empowers you to do after you have believed in the lamb. Yes, sir. Am I talking to you?
Yes, sir.
This is Bible here, oh.
Yes, sir.
People should read the Bible. So after me, I trust in the Lamb of God.
I trust in
His blood for me. This is faith in salvation. You will also see this same faith in salvation in the story of Noah. Let's go back to Hebrews chapter 11. Because that's what the writer of Hebrews was explaining there. Go back. Hebrews 11. From verse 7. The Bible says, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness, which is by faith. So we are still talking about righteousness, salvation. Are you with me? Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Do you know that when God told Noah to build the ark, the rain had not fallen before? At least to their sight, they have not seen it before. They were wondering, what is this? It's the same way we are warning people that there is a judgment coming. A time is coming. This world will be put away. And God has prepared an escape. In the same way, God was telling them, a rain is coming, a flood is coming, and I've prepared an escape in the ark. Are you with me?
Yes,
the ark was going to be the escape from the rain and the flood and the destruction of the world. In the same way that Christ is going to be the escape from the judgment coming. All the while that Noah was preparing the ark, that was a picture of us preaching. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
And remember, the ark had one door. You see, when you think about it logically, it doesn't make sense. How do you want to take pairs of all the animals in the world and put inside the ark and you have only one door? You should make many doors. So people can enter from different places, but no, there is only one way. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In the same way, just as there was one door into the ark, there is only one way to be saved.
Yes, sir.
Am I with you?
Yes, sir.
This is faith also in salvation. If you think there is another way outside Christ, you will not be saved. That's not, you cannot, God cannot impact faith for salvation for you to be saved that way. There is, tell me, one way.
One way.
One door.
One door.
Jesus Christ. Are you seeing now?
Yes, sir.
To normal, to the carnal outsider. How can you tell us there's only one way to God? Me, I worship God the way I want. Me, I can believe in Shango. I can believe in Allah. They say the many roads leads to the same place. No, in this kingdom is not many roads. There is only one way. There is only one narrow road.
Yes.
Only one straight gate.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
There is no name given under heaven wherewith men can be saved except by the name of Jesus. This is how a man is saved. You must surrender to Christ and say, Lord, I trust in you and you alone. So tell me, faith for salvation.
Faith for salvation.
You know, the Bible says in Romans 10 from verse 3, it says, they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness. So God has a perspective of what righteousness should be like. Are you with me? In God's perspective, it is when you come into Christ, He makes you righteous, and then you will do righteous deeds. In human perspective, it is your deeds that qualify you. No, in God's perspective, I will qualify you first, make you a new creature, and then you will bring out the fruits of righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
Say after me, my faith is in Jesus alone.
My faith is in Jesus alone.
Glory. So, on salvation, this is the way. By the blood. Something by the blood.
By the blood.
Not by my works.
By my works.
But by His work for me.
By Christ alone.
Not by my works.
Not by my boasting.
Not by my own ability.
But by Him alone.
Something may I surrender to God's position.
Amen.
Faith is saying you surrender to God's position, to God's opinion, and that's how a man is saved. So let's go into faith that pleases God in consecration. Are you with me?
Yes,
what is consecration? Consecration has to do with service to God, separated unto God. Let me tell you something. I am not saying these things to please you. You know what I'm trying to do?
I'm trying to make you what they call solid Christians. People that understand this thing, you understand it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Faith that pleases God in consecration. Hebrews 11 verse 24. It says, by faith, Moses. Oh my God. Are you ready this morning?
Yes,
you are not sounding ready. Are you ready this morning?
Yes,
everybody read with me, verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Verse 25. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Verse 26. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of reward. Verse 27. By faith. No. Read this thing with a loud voice. Verse 27. 1, 2, 3, go. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Go back to verse 24. He says, by faith, when Moses was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. See here. People say, when we are preaching faith, word of faith, we are just talking about prosperity, it's all about, it's a selfish preaching. Let me tell you, if you understand faith very well, faith is what produces rugged Christians.
Yes, sir.
Solid men.
Yes, sir.
By faith, he did not just receive, he refused. By faith, it's not just things to get, there are things to lose.
Yes.
There are things you will say, on account for Christ, I will rather die than collect this thing. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. When you truly receive this faith you are talking about, God's opinion has said, I will not compromise my stance for anything. Let me tell you, some people that demonstrate this kind of faith are the ones that are being persecuted. When last did you reject something because of Jesus? When last were you in the office and your boss was saying, see, if you don't sleep with me, you have lost the job. Take your job. Take your job. No, we need more faith men. More correct faith men. I would rather lose this job than defile my conviction to Christ because of you. Who are you? You are a mere man. We never see faith people. They are coming. Look at the three Hebrew boys. You know, when we think about it now, we think it was easy. Do you know what it means? It's not this generation. No. Think about those medieval era. Babylon was king of the whole world. Nebuchadnezzar was king of the whole world. Summoned three guys and said, if you don't bow, look at fire. They said, sir, we are not careful to answer thee on this matter. Don't worry, we are good people, Lord. We are nice people. We are loving people. But you see, on this matter of our faith in Christ, I will rather die than bow. I will rather die than bow. So, in your natural state of mind, the best thing to do is to survive. In your natural state of mind, the best thing to do is find a way to just, don't worry, bow, later you come and ask God for forgiveness. No, you are still a baby in faith.
Yes,
are you with me?
Yes,
the Bible says he forsook Egypt. Do you know what it means to forsake Egypt? Egypt, as at the time when Moses forsook it, was the world power. He was a prince of Egypt. But because God was saying something, I would rather forsake my kingship, my princely. Are you with me? All the pleasures of the palace, I will forsake it and run into the wilderness because of God. Man, did you forsake something for the kingdom? You are in a state where the temptation to fall into immorality. Hey, what should I do? That's where you prove you have faith. I would rather run away naked, run away like a madman than fall. I will rather you will kill you. You have to kill me to allow me to make me fall. That's why he said in Hebrews chapter 12, the next chapter, he said, you have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin. You have not resisted unto blood. You think you have faith. Have you resisted things unto blood because of your conviction? What have you done? Are you with me?
Yes,
I will rather spill my blood than to lose my alignment with God. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
That's what we're talking about. Say after me. Faith is alignment with God.
Faith is alignment with God.
When it does not make sense to your natural mind. Your whole body is telling you, fall, just fall. You are here already. Just fall. You are here already. Just commit them. Just do it. A man of faith said, me. Joseph. That's why Joseph's name is there. Joseph's name is in the hall of faith because he demonstrated that I would rather go to prison and be aligned with God than to stay in Potiphar's house and claim that I am favored. I'm not trying to gaslight you. I'm trying to raise real faith people. Amen.
Amen.
Can you say after me, I align with God?
I agree with God.
I align with God. Even when it does not make sense to my natural mind, I will consecrate myself to God. So, are you seeing now that when he says, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. He's saying that a man of faith will forsake iniquity just to please God. A man of faith will forsake everything that will stop him from his alignment to please God. Are you with me? Let me tell you something. You really want God to start taking you serious. Where your name will start commanding weight. By the grace of God, I'm still touching it a little. I know what I'm talking about. Go to the spirit realm if you ever have that opportunity. Ask any angel you meet. Who is David Ogunerobo? They will tell you. No, they will tell you. You know, something happened yesterday. Strange. I and some of my men, Pastor Ikini, Mr. Michael, and some people were praying in my house. Praying in the night. Praying. One of our pastors in the Lagos church, his brother is married, and him and the wife, they don't attend New Breed, but somehow they just know that their brother is a pastor in New Breed, and from time to time they greet me. So I was praying, and then I had a vision. I saw him about to enter a promotion, but he was hesitant, like he was afraid and looking back. And then I messaged his wife, because the wife had been messaging me that she wants to talk to me some months ago, and I've been very busy. I couldn't respond to her. So I messaged the wife. I said, you've been trying to get to me. Now God has told me about your husband. She woke the husband to tell the husband that Pastor David wants to pray for us. The man said, hey, Jesus. He said, I just woke up from a dream with Pastor David praying for me. He said, call him now. They called me 6 a.m. They called me. He said, what kind of man is that? He said, I'm waking up from a dream that I was going to tell you that let's call Pastor David. I know we don't attend the church, but let's call him. If you want to enter some kind of levels, when you begin to demonstrate to God that you are willing to align with God no matter what it costs. That same lady, there was a time, I don't know if I can say this testimony. You know what? Let's keep that testimony. It's very heavy, so I'll leave it. Chapter me, alignment with God. Agreeing with God. So a man of faith will forsake anything that will bring him out of order with God. See what verse 27 of that chapter, Hebrews 11 said. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. For he endured as seeing him who is invisible. So even though he's invisible, he's there. When you want to fall for that thing, when you want to allow the world to cage you, no matter how things are around you, even though he is invisible, he is there. When you are going through a tough time and you think you are alone, you are not alone. Not be only you come. Sometimes you are tempted to think you are alone. You are not alone, sir. You are not alone, ma. Even in the well, God is well. God is with you.
Yes, sir.
You know, like we used to say, even in the well, it is well.
Yes, sir.
So I'm a man of faith. I'm a woman of faith. I align with God. Glory.
Glory.
And number three, faith that pleases God in the miraculous. This is where I'm coming to. Jesus. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Oh, God. Say after me, there is no impossibility for me. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 29 to 30. Hebrews 11, verse 29 to 30. Everybody read with me, verse 29. You know what, before we read it, the way some of you are looking, it's like all the things I've been saying, there's no end. Let us pray first. It's like what I've been saying is entering here and Pastor, yeah, you're shouting. Let's pray. If you can pray in tongues. Ratakasu zeketelia. Shekabarakasu zeketelia. Rekebetu sikete. Likabaragadu sheketelia. Mendakapa talika sumbratikai. Engalapu prasife mantekaya. Shekabalatu rati. Rakabandu sekatelia. Lord, let this word enter their spirits. The Bible says the entrance of his word giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. Let it enter. No matter where they are, let it enter. Let it enter. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
So 1, 2, 3, go. Verse 29. 1, 2, 3, go. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land. As saying to do, were drowned. Verse 30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Let's read it again. You are not reading it like you are ready for what I want to say. Verse 29, 1, 2, 3, go. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land. What? Do you know what it means when a person says, I am stuck? Have you ever heard people say things like that before? I feel like I am stuck. This is the perfect definition of stuck. You are Moses. You are leading 3 million people out of their tax masters, out of slavery. You are in front of a sea. The people that they left are chasing them. If you go into the sea, you will drown and die. If you go backwards, you will meet the Egyptians. It's just like the rent is in front of me. I am owing Pompey. Am I talking to you?
Yes,
Jesus. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea. See, I know you are young, but listen to what I'm saying. You will need it very soon.
Yes, sir.
Some of you are either in the place where you already need it, or very soon, not too long from now, you will need what I'm saying. You will need what I'm saying. Because I've used it many times. Story for another day. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land. He's telling you that if you are dealing with God, God does not recognize your challenges. And it doesn't mean he does not care. Remember what Moses did. They were in front of the Red Sea. And Moses said, oh God, what shall we do? Do you know what God said? Tell them to go forward. Hey. What? God said, tell them to go forward. Read it. He said, tell them to go forward. Go forward where? There is a sea in front of me. And you are telling me to go forward simply because you did 10 plagues in Egypt. God, this one. God, this one. God is telling you, if I send you, when you meet a challenge, whether it is a sea, whether it is a wall, whether it is an obstacle, if I send you, go forward. Nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you. You don't understand. See, you need to let it enter your head that if God is with me, nothing can stop me. Oh, the way you are talking. I thought I was talking to faith people. Say after me, God is with me. Nothing can stop me. Say it again. God is with me. Nothing can stop me. I will rather die believing God than think that an obstacle can stop me. When we are supposed to move into this place, we had raised 18 million naira. We needed 7 extra million within 1 week to pay for this place. I was stuck. Silverbed had told us, you pack out in 1 week unless we lock you and arrest you. I was scared. So what will I do? What will I do? I called the leaders. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? But then I remembered who sent me. Without faith, it is impossible. You know why? Somebody may say, if it would have happened, if it was supposed to happen, it would have happened. This scripture tells you that it doesn't happen like that. Because the same thing that Israel did, the Egyptians were trying to do and they drowned. So it's not about it would have happened. It's about who are you connected to. Do you know who you are connected to? This is why faith pleases God. God likes it when you look at your angel and say, God send us, Abby. Maybe they go. To tell you that the water was not the problem, it was about the faith of the people. The same river that they had to divide, Jesus walked on. The same river that needed division for them to walk. So in their mind, they are thinking about salt and liquid. God, in God's mind is, what is that thing? Walk on it. I know that what I'm saying, your spirit is like, oh God, whoa. Let me go back to my testimony. I began to pray in tongues. Yakapalata, rakata. I say, I will hold God. Eh? You call me, Abby? You call me. Yata. Mad pray. It's not. That's why we're praying. I did not know what God was trying to teach me. So, something happened. I think I was still learning something. Now I know better. Father, the Lord called me. He said, David, I heard you are raising money for your venue. I heard you need 3 million. Say, how much do you need now? I said, sir, we need 5 million. He said, okay. I'll send you the money to complete it. That was not the testimony. Wait first now. So, day to pay came. He had not sent the money. Ha! Now I've prayed all the tongues. I've done everything I thought I could do. In fact, we've even done Thanksgiving that, okay. But a part of me was like, pray away. I'd pray, I'd head on to God. But you see, God likes it when you have no other option but Him. See, if you have never been in a place where the only person that can help you is God, you will not understand what I'm saying. You will not understand. Because you will soon be there. So I'm trying to teach you. And then I kept on praying. The man, you know, you were with me now. All of a sudden, I get a mail. Excuse me, Pastor David. This is somebody else. Say, I was just moved to send 7 million to the church account. The money was complete before the promise. One day, He says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Do you believe that God cannot leave you stranded? See, let me tell you what to do. Before you wait for that time, start telling yourself, God cannot leave me stranded. God cannot. You have to accept it. It's impossible for you to leave me stranded. It is when you have accepted and embraced that your situation will change. But if you keep saying, I don't know now, they're going to drive us. That thing that you have accepted, sometimes, you already have a mental picture of how you will pack out. How you will just suffer. Okay? No! You don't even create that picture. It's not possible for him to leave me stranded. We walked in. If a silver bed did not believe we could move, the day we packed our things, so look at us like this. But we moved. That night, you had to see the way we were packing things. I called the manager. I said, We want to pay. Excuse me, sir. We want to pay now. He said, wait now. Don't worry. I said, we are paying now. Now. The problem is, who do you think you are dealing with here? He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You must believe. Say after me, I am dealing with God. God cannot leave me stranded. God cannot make me defeated. He cannot leave me defeated. That was what David did that scared Goliath. And that was what made God pleased with David. Everybody is saying the Goliath wants to destroy me. David said, I will cut off your head today. I will cut off your head. No sword in his hand, though. How will he cut off the head? Oh my God. It was Goliath's sword he used to cut Goliath's head. See why I said you should pray? Because what, as I'm teaching, I'm trying to impact to you something. I'm trying to give you something I have. I just preach, you will get it. I have seen so many victories by this thing I'm telling you. It's not my lifestyle. You around me, you say, that thing is 200 million. The person that is talking to you may not have 200 million. I say, it's bread for us. We'll do it. Say, you know, guy. I'm sure some of the guys around me are like, this guy, will I say, you shall not want to tell us, yes. But will I say, something is going up, off there. But we'll do it. You see this ministry? If you like, agree. If you like, don't agree. A time will come. If you come 30 minutes late, you will not just stay in the overflow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You'll be in the parking lot. I'm telling you. And you'll be here to watch it happen. Romans 4. When you are walking by faith for the miraculous, when God says all things are possible, you don't start saying, how will it happen now? How will it happen? You say, be it unto me according to thy word. You will not start saying, how will it happen? You say, be it unto me according to thy word. Pray in the spirit again. Pray. I want you to get this thing. Rakasuketelia. Sheketepeleketelia. Likebede de pelege sheketelia. Rakambando kubuseketelia. Rakabede de pelege sheketelia. Likebede de pelege sheketelia. Rakabanda gapalaka bababa. Rakambende de pelege sheketelia. Ranteke suzeketelia kapai. Rando kupeleketelia. Rakabede de pelege sheketelia. Mandera kapala gabarante kete. Lord, let the spirit of faith invade this place. Let the spirit of faith invade their hearts. Let the spirit of faith invade their hearts. Let the spirit of faith invade this place. In the name of Jesus, I come against every demonic hindrance trying to stop revelation knowledge, trying to stop ginosko, trying to stop epignosis. Every hindrance trying to make them look at their challenges above you, trying to make them believe that there is no way for them. In the name of Jesus, I come against that hindrance. I come against that demonic blockade. In the name of Jesus. Pray in the spirit. Pray.
Arabala tokumberekete inkobarasa tambalataya ronde kepasa ey kapalente kepa ye tambale. It is not too hard for them to understand. They get it. They get it. They get the meat. The meat of the word. They get it. They get it. They get it. They come up here. They come up here. They come up here. They come up here. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Oh. I think I'm going to teach this faith thing to you till you start acting like mad people. You don't understand. I was talking to a woman yesterday. You know, the Okais, they are about their land, their cathedral and their estates. How they got it. When they had tried, there was no way. He said, one day he stood up. God cannot bring me here without giving me a place. Went. He stood up and went directly to Aso Rock and said, I'm a pastor. I want to see the chaplain of Aso Rock. See, do you know who is backing you? You don't know who is backing you. The Bible says, they that know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. Hey, God is pleased when you choose his viewpoint about your challenges and not your viewpoint. Remember, we are talking about without faith, it's impossible to please God. That faith is aligning with God, right?
Yes, sir.
He went and met, said, we want land. Say, what do you say? We want land. In Abuja, we want land. Say, Pastor, don't fight me. I can help you. Let's go. I will take you to FCDA. They took him to FCDA. FCDA said, we cannot help you. One man came out and said, who is that pastor shouting there? Say, you know what? Come. There is something called religious land. I will find one and show you. So that means there was a man positioned to help him, waiting for him to dare God. Hey. Will you choose God's position or you will say the economy is hard? Because God is not thinking of Naira and Kobo. God does not know whether fuel is 2,000 or 300. God knows that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. If you like, stay there and say, you know, the economy. No. Just have more Naira. Just multiply it. More dollar, more Naira. I cannot be stranded. I don't know whether it is 2,000 Naira per liter or 5,000 Naira per liter. It will not get there in Jesus' name because people will suffer. But you see us? We cannot suffer. It's not possible. I know who sent me. It's not possible. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. Oh, you think he will leave you without getting married? You think you will just allow what's happening to you? Who do you think you are dealing with? Who do you think you are dealing with? Faith that never enter you. Faith never enter you. Now why? I'm trying to impart to you the spirit of faith. So close your eyes and say, I can never be defeated. The creator of the heavens is behind me. See, you will never face challenges like Bible days. Oh, do you know what Jericho was? The wall of Jericho is not the wall that you are thinking of. It's not the wall that you are thinking of, that you up one block. The wall of Jericho, Rahab's house was on top of it, so you understand what I'm saying. The wall of Jericho, history says six horses and chariots can ride side by side on it. So it's not like they all push the wall. Now fail. We are talking about castings, blocks. And it's not our kwekwe cement we are doing today with gypsy, no. Those things that the ancient men crafted together. Jericho said, no, our walls are impregnable, impossible. But when God says, blow the trumpet. Don't worry, just blow. He will amplify it in such a way that the wall will sink. Maybe you are here, and when you try to analyze with your mind, how will I go through? God says, just shout. Just rejoice. Just believe me. Just trust me. Just trust me. Just believe me. Now, somebody is hearing me and saying, that's how they do it. Hey, they go, that's the great chance. That's what they do. Hey, it does not make sense to you, but that's how we win. It does not make sense to you, but that's how we roll. It does not make sense to you, but that's how we break through. If you like, be there. Say the economy. The economy goes to economy you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let me read something to you. Oh, my God. I'm still having that. It's like they have not gotten what Pastor David is saying. Ah, my God. When she was sharing me the story, they now saw land. Oh, yeah. In this Abuja, they saw land 7,000 plus square meters. Guess how much they told them to pay? 16 million. And guess what? They did not have the money. They didn't have 16 million. Go and check what 7,000 square meters of land is today. You're talking about 1 billion in Wuye. You're talking about 1 billion. But all they had was no money. So he said he struggled, and raised 6 million. I said, sir, this other 10 million, please, let's pay these 6 first. And then they began to pray all night. They were praying. They had paid 6 million, and for 3 years, they were praying for the remaining 10 million. See, your problem is not money, is that you don't know God. They were praying, no way. Praying, no way. So they began to gather. They raised 2. They said, let's go and deposit the 2. As they were going to deposit the 2 million, they said, are you a religious organization? They said, yes. As they wanted to deposit, they said, wait, there was a concession made some days ago. El-Rufai just left office. The new FCT governor said he's slashing the prices for all churches by 50%. As they paid the 2 million, they had gotten the land. So instead of 16 million, it was 8 million. So all God needed was him to stand up and say, we want land. Why was it that it was when they wanted to pay, they gave that concession for church? God is looking for people who will dare him. Who will dare him? Say after me, I believe God. Some people have not gotten it, so I have to try to preach for 2 more minutes and see if you will get it. You know, the Bible says in Romans 4, from verse 14 to 21, sit down, you will soon stand up again. And this time, all of you will stand. Hey. NLT. The Bible says, talking about Abraham, Romans 4, verse 17. He says, that is what the scriptures mean when God told him, I have made you the father of many nations. This happened because Abraham believed in the God who brings back the dead back to life and creates new things out of nothing. Are you seeing it? Everybody, verse 18 together now. 1, 2, 3, go. Even when there was no reason for hope, Abraham kept hoping, believing that God would, that he would become the father of many nations. For God had said to him, read on, that's how many descendants you will have. I want to ask you, how many things have God said to you that you have given up on? He says, even when there was no reason for Abraham to believe, he said, hope against hope, he kept on believing. Are you with me? Are you with me? Because God has said to him, that's how many descendants you have. Verse 19, everybody read on with me. And Abraham's faith did not weaken. Even though at about 100 years of age, he figured his body was as good as dead, and so was Sarah's womb. Verse 20. Abraham never wavered in believing God's promise. In fact, his faith grew stronger, and in this, he brought glory to God. Everybody, verse 21. He was fully convinced that God is able to do whatever he promises. Say after me, God is able, God is able, God is able. Say after me, God is able. I am not going down, God is able. I am not going down, God is able. I am going forward, only God is able. The landlord will not chase me, God is able. Oh my God, you are not talking like men of faith. You are not sound like men of faith.
You will go for that master's, God is able. You will get married, God is able. You will have your children, God is able. Even if they remove your womb, even if they remove your fallopian tube. I thought I'm talking to people that want to believe in impossibilities. He said he can make the dead come back to life. He calls those things that be not as though they were. I hope faith rises in your heart. Oh. There was a time we had a camp meeting. We were stranded. The ministry had zero cobble, and camp meeting was starting that day. I prayed in tongues, no money. By evening, somebody called me and said, check your mail. I sent 2 million to the church account. Do you know that it took me 2 years to know that person? It took me 2 years. I did not know who the person was. The name was Zachariah. Who is this? For 2 years, I was asking who that person was. My question is, why was it when we needed it that the person sent it? Because God cannot leave me stranded. God is able. God is able. God is able. So now, God wants you to behave the way he behaves when he's going through challenges. Let me share one thing with you. You know, when I read the Bible, sometimes I just say, Jesus, you read the Bible. I think that should be Mark 4, from verse 37 to 40, that should be it. Jesus was in a boat. They ran into a storm on the boat. He said, okay, good. But soon a fierce storm came, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, that it was now full. Verse 38. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they say, and they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? There are some of you here, you feel like God is silent. He says, don't you care that we perish? God, are you not seeing that we are about to perish? Verse 39. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Verse 40. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? So he was angry with them. Wait. So he was angry with them that they were afraid. Melody, he was angry with them. So my question is, what did you want them to do? They are facing a storm, and they came to wake you. What did you want them to do? It seemed like Jesus wanted them to look at the storm and say, okay, there is a storm. He is asleep. There is a storm. He is asleep. Okay, let's go and sleep. Because Jesus cannot be in my boat and will watch me sink. If he is sleeping, then that means this storm does not require my worry. Oh my God. If he is sleeping, I will hold his leg and sleep there. The only thing that can sink me is the thing that will sink him. Are you with me? That is the way faith does not just believe God, it behaves God. When you see a challenge, you say, hey, God is bigger than you. Can somebody shout, hey? Hey! God is bigger than you. Oh, you great mountain. Before David Ogenerobo, before Newbreed put your name there, you shall become a plane. Some of you have, see, you know, let me tell you something. The reason why God is bringing back faith teaching, the generation has lost it. We don't know what faith is like. Our fathers know. Your parents, when they were in a tight corner, believe God, pay your school fees, believe God, send you to school, believe God. They know what it is to trust God more than some of you. Oh my God. When you understand what I'm saying, you will learn to wake up in the morning. No prospect where you tell yourself, in this country, I will sit on the same tables with the president. And people around you, who they talk?
Me, I know. I will pastor captains of industries.
Yes, sir.
I will pastor senators. I will pastor governors. I will pastor the president someday. You better say me if you like rejecting. Chapter me, I believe God. So Jesus wanted them to say, he's here, right, Abby? Jesus is in my boat. I cannot sink. So you know what? Oh, you storm, enjoy yourself. That's how God wants us to behave. If you notice, there were many times Jesus would look at something and said, how long will I be with you? Oh, ye of little faith. If you have ever read the Bible, that means there's a way he wanted us to behave. There's a character that he wanted us to demonstrate that will please him. That means God wants his children to look at challenges and say, God big past you. Every day, you tell yourself, God is bigger than you. No matter what it is, God is bigger than you. My God will make, I thought you were talking after me. My God will make a way. Jump on your feet. I cannot be stopped. I cannot be defeated. I cannot be stranded. God will make a way. God will make a way. In fact, God has made the way. God has made the way.
Hallelujah. I still feel like some of you are, what I'm saying is bouncing back. Even when it does not make sense to your natural mind, say after me, I align with God.
Even when it does not make sense to my natural mind, I align with God. I believe God. Glory! Now rejoice like you have your testimony. It may not make sense to you, but rejoice, rejoice. Hey! Rejoice. I want you to still rejoice. I know it's difficult. God is bigger than Nigeria. God is bigger than the economy. God is bigger than Nigeria. God is bigger than the economy.
When I was singing Yeshua, some of you are wondering, why is he singing? I have seen this thing, eh?
New breed has broken through. The rain is falling. The rain of favor. If you don't know, it's let it be us. Sounds of laughter. Shoutings and rejoicing. Shoutings and rejoicing. Elijah has broken through. The rain is falling. The rain of favor.
Now, we've talked about salvation, consecration, and the miraculous. Check your life. Is there any way I have not been walking by faith and aligning with God? Number one, if you are here and you are not born again, you know what? All eyes closed. If you have not surrendered your life to the blood of Jesus, to the sacrificial work of Christ, please, with our eyes closed, that person should come out. Raise your hand and come out. You want to be born again.